Hello and welcome. Thank you for tuning in to the Faith Walk Show today. My name is Susan F. Rosario. And for those listening in for the first time, or you may be returning back again, thank you and welcome to the show today. Happy New Year to you all. We are still in a new year. January 2016 is the beginning of the rest of your life. I've got a few great scriptures that I want to share with you today that I hope will help you grow spiritually, to help you understand what it means to be delivered in terms of living a deliverance-free life. Yes, living a deliverance-free life, growing in good health, growing in having peace every day, growing in seeing your life for what it is so that you can begin to change some things you may be doing wrong. Yes. A new year, a new beginning to do some things differently. So as I move on, let me give you one of my one-liners. I call them loaded one-liners to get you to think about where you are with God. And here it is. I always say God is willing and able, right? God is willing and able. But are you ready and serious? Fair question. Are you ready and serious? Because if God is willing to do above all that you can ask or think for you, are you ready to do what it takes to turn your life around? Are you ready to finally be delivered from heartache, concern, all those things that keep you disconnected from living a stress-free life, living in God's will for your life? Are you ready to change? Plain and simple, are you ready to do some things differently? Yes, are you ready to change and stop doing those things that keep you out of the promises of God? You know, all those things that haven't been working that seems to distract you from God? Because I can truly say, folks, the God hope for you and I, in my opinion, the God hope, H-O-P-E for you and I, is God spelled out getting our deliverance. God. Getting our deliverance. So, are you ready to get your deliverance? If so, listen on. I have a few good thoughts to share that will give you something to think about, pray about, be inspired. So, my prayer for all listening to the show today before I move on is to walk away feeling good, feeling empowered about moving on in your life. If this is your first time listening in to the show today, just to give you a little background, the Faith Walk Radio Show goal is to help you pull through and press forward, looking for better days ahead, sharing the Word of God in a way that will touch your heart and help you think about the challenges and the situations and the things in your life, good, bad, or indifferent. So, if you are already better and looking to thrive in your life by watering your faith every day, by letting the Word of God, the Bible, challenge you, letting your faith lead you into prosperity in many areas of your life, not only in your finances, but in good health, good thoughts, good relationships with others, learning what it means to love and be loved, and the list goes on. If that is you, you are on your way. God bless you. Continue to pray and encourage others around you because, after all, that is what it's all about, spreading the good news of Jesus Christ, right? Again, if this is your first time tuning in to the Faith Walk Show, I hope you hear something that inspires you today to live an all-around well life. Yes, I hope you are inspired by the scriptures here. I pray today you begin to develop stronger faith as a life foundation, as a foundation to help strengthen you mentally, physically, and spiritually. Also, for those first-time listeners on this show, I talk about developing faith as a life foundation, as a foundation to help strengthen you mentally, physically, and spiritually, so that when heat comes, when conflict comes, folks, when challenges arise, you feel good or at least better about the situation. Yes, when your foundation is built on faith, when you are strengthened mentally, physically, and spiritually, you are better equipped to deal with whatever is pressing you in your life. Yes, strengthen you mentally, physically, and spiritually so that when heat comes, when conflict comes, when challenges arise, you're okay with it. Now, not every day is great. Not every day you're going to feel right. But when living on a faith foundation, folks, meaning no matter what happens, your faith will give you peace about it. You can say to yourself, Lord, thank you. You've got me out of worse things than this. And I know it's going to be all right. Because, folks, when you press forward, when you walk through the door, and when you know you are standing on your strong faith foundation, when you are riding on the Word of God, when you are standing on your faith, you can still be happy. You can still be at peace. You can still be filled with joy. You can still be loving to others. You can still be kind, even though things are falling apart. Folks, I often talk about these things on the show because faith is not just what you say. Faith is a doing. Faith is an action, not an emotion. It's not about what you think, what you see, what you feel, what you hear. Faith is pressing forward no matter what is going on around you. Saying to yourself, Lord, as I said, you've gotten me through worse situations than this, and I know, Lord, you're going to get me through this. And I hear some folks saying, why would I be all these things when my life is falling apart? Why would I feel like this, Susan, if things in my life are going every which way but the way I want it to? Why? Well, I'll tell you this. Because when you live on a faith foundation, when your life foundation, trusting and believing that no matter what, God has your best interest at hand, you can still have faith. You can still be happy. You can still be peaceful. You can still be filled with joy. And why do I tell you this? Again, because at that point you are more mature in your faith. You know that things happen bad sometimes, but you also know that God happens too. Jesus' words happen too. Faith happens too. Faith happens. Yes, your faith is what keeps you knowing. Your faith is what keeps you at peace. Your faith is what helps you trust and believe that all things are possible because you love the Lord. Because you are obedient to the Lord is when your faith happens. So as I move on, always remember this. Having a faith foundation, folks, keeps you knowing as opposed to wondering. That's why you have to be delivered. You have to let go of everything that has kept you out of the promises of God. And what are the promises of God? He will give you rest. He will give you peace. He will give you joy. He will give you strength. He will give you wisdom. He will give you knowledge. He will give you understanding. He will fill your cupboards with plenty. He will heal your body. He will strengthen your mind. He'll make a way out of no way. He will give you peace that surpasses all understanding. When you cry out to Him, He will be there. When you open your heart to Him, He will be there. When you seek for Him as for treasure, He will be there. So as I move on really quick here, before I forget, the title of the message today is Deliverance is Key. Yes, been talking about that for the last 5 minutes or so. Deliverance is key. And deliverance and the word key together means you are free, and the way to stay free is by unlocking your mind and emotions, which then unlocks your life. Yes, deliverance and the word key together means this. You are free, and the way you stay free, folks, is by unlocking your mind and your emotions, which unlocks your life. And let me break it down a little further. The definition of deliverance is the action of being rescued or set free. The action of being rescued or set free. And the definition of the word key is something that secures or controls entrance to a place. Again, deliverance means the action of being rescued or set free. And key means something that secures or controls entrance to a place. Now, some may know where I'm going here in case you don't. If you are free by God, folks, and your freedom has been secured, not allowing entrance into your mind, your heart, your life, then God has proven Himself to you. Not that God has to prove anything to us, but the point here is that being delivered from all sorts of things over the course of your life should not be taken lightly. You are where you are because of you. Whether you choose to be free in God, secured by the blood of Jesus Christ or not, you still have to be delivered from something, right? Again, the title of the message today is Deliverance is Key. Again, being free and secured by the blood of Jesus is the key to living a wealthy, rich life in those things that are important to God. And what I mean by wealthy and rich, not money. I mean it's life-changing at its highest level. Wealthy and rich with a healthy mind, a healthy spirit, healthy in making God decisions. So as my message title says it all, deliverance is key. Here's a scripture that sets up my thoughts here today. Psalms 107 verse 6. Let me read that before I move on. Then they cry to the Lord in their trouble, and He delivered them from their distress. Then they cry to the Lord in their trouble, and He delivered them from their distress. So folks, I ask this morning, are you ready to be delivered from your years of distress, years of the same issues that's been traveling around your mind and in your actions, traveling in your life like a big vicious circle, always showing up, always there to remind you that you're not good enough, you're not pretty enough, you're not smart enough, making your problems appear to be too big to be free from, too big to be rescued from, too big for God to handle. And those of you that stand on your faith and have a faith foundation know that that's not so. Not at all. So for all those situations in your life that you might be on shaky ground with, kind of just hanging out and waiting for something else to go wrong to remind you where you are, to remind you you're not there yet, to remind you, hey, you've been at this for quite some time and you know like I know it's not happening as you planned. And folks, when those thoughts start to come and race through your mind, the way you diffuse that is by saying this: it is not in my time, it's in God's time. It is not in my time, it's in God's time. And I am saying all this morning because when you make an effort to be delivered, allow God to come into your life and change your thoughts, change your heart, change your mind, help you mentally, physically, and spiritually draw closer to Him. Again, this is a new year, a fresh new start, and it's time to let it go. Whatever it is, let it go and be delivered. So when that thought comes and says to you, why don't you just give up on that hope and dream and try something else? You can say, if God said it so, if faith gives me the patience I need, then I'm going to wait for God's plan to play out in my life. You see, folks, if you stand on your faith, if you stand on your faith and wait to hear from God, you don't have to guess at it. You can be sure at it. God does not bring confusion. God brings you love, peace, wisdom, and understanding. Be delivered, let go, and be free. And allow the words, the Holy Scriptures, to change you. Psalms 23 says it better than I can. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For You are with me, Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You see, folks, all you got to do is surrender. Be delivered by surrendering. I got to take a quick sponsor break. When I come back, I will conclude today's message, give my final thought, and I will be right back.
You're listening to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Are you ready to grow your business on the internet? Begin today by hiring GFDM Web Design and Marketing to build you a professional and competitive website. GFDM prides itself on branding and marketing your products and services with an outstanding website that will better communicate you and your business. GFDM Web Design and Marketing is one of the industry's best and creative web design and marketing firms that is known for helping businesses grow on multiple levels. GFDM Web Design and Marketing firm is affordable, creative, and can help any business compete in today's market. Call today for a special discount price or visit the website at gfdmwebdesign.com, gfdmwebdesign.com, and you'll also enter to win a free website for your company. Begin building a household name for you and your business on the internet today with GFDM Web Design and Marketing. call 844-WEB-POWER. That's 844-WEB-POWER.
Hi, this is Susan F. Rosario, and I know you are listening into the show today. I just wanted to pause for a few minutes to give you a little background on the Faith Walk Show. And the Faith Walk Radio Show is all about spreading the good news of Jesus Christ to all who are willing to listen. And of course, my core message on this show focuses on teaching on the transformational power of the Holy Ghost. Yes, teaching and sharing stories of faith, hope, love, joy, peace, forgiveness, also helping you overcome depression, fear, and anxiety using faith in God as your foundation. Now that sounds like a plan. I also look forward to sharing with you every week right here, Sundays at 10:30 a.m. Another thing to keep in mind, I want to hear from you. Yes, I want to hear all about your Faith Walk inspirational story so that I can share on the last Sunday of this month right here on this very show so that others can hear about what God is doing in your life and in the lives of people all over the world. So please write and tell me what the Lord is doing in your life, because I would love to share your story with the world to encourage others to know where there is a will, God can make a way. Submit your Faith Walk inspirational story by emailing me directly, susan@faithwalkradio.com. That's susan@faithwalkradio.com, and tell me all about it. Again, I will select one Faith Walk inspirational story a month and read it right here on this show to encourage others to know that God is still listening and taking action. So continue listening in to the show today.
Now back to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Hello, I am back on the other side of the break talking about being delivered today. As I said before the break, God, G-O-D, means getting our deliverance. On a more personal note, getting your deliverance is the talk of the day here on the Faith Walk Show. Getting free and staying free, folks, is where you want to be. The title of the message today is Deliverance is Key, and deliverance and the word key together means you are free, and the way you stay free is by unlocking your mind and your emotions, which unlocks your life. Also, the definition of deliverance here, I want to give it to you before I go. The definition of deliverance is the action of being secured or set free. And the definition of key is something that secures or controls an entrance to a place. So we got that covered. The key is deliverance, and deliverance is the key. Scripture of the day I shared, Psalms 107, verse 6. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress. So folks, God, through his Son, Jesus Christ, gave us life. There is a way and a reason to be delivered. I always say, no matter what is going on around you, God, through his Son, Jesus Christ, gave us life. That is power. That is a key that secures and safeguards our life. The Lord has given us power through his Son, Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit, through the Word of God, the Bible. I hope you have enjoyed the show today. This will bring me to my final thought of the day. And my final thought of the day is this. The way to be delivered is by first knowing that freedom is available to you when you surrender to it. Being free means you have been delivered from the old to a new beginning, to a better place in your mind, and to a healthy place in your life. Furthermore, please don't let yourself drift too far away mentally and spiritually. Always stay in a place where the Word of God can reach you. By always being faith ready, always surrendering to doing what is right, not in your eyes, but in God's eyes. I have had a great time in the Word with you today. Always don't forget my final signature thought of every show, and that is, remember, God is love, joy, peace, forgiveness, all-knowing, and if that wasn't enough, he left you with the gift of the Holy Spirit to help you see him through the eyes of your faith. Until next time, in Godspeed.